I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and friends. We're trying our best here. Doing our best at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina out on the deck in Chesapeake City, Maryland. If it wasn't so beautiful out, you know, I look around, it's so calm. Everybody is, you know, enjoying an adult beverage next to the water,
yeah,
sitting on boats, having a good time.
And then there's us.
And then there's us, yeah. So we're sorry for the small technical glitch. But we, Ike, I'm going to need your assurance that we are smooth sailing for the rest of the show. I need you to tell me everything's going to be okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the rest of this show is going to go. And quite frankly, I'm here just to see how it goes the rest of the show.
Because, you're just observing?
Yeah, because I know eventually you're going to blow your lid.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
Yeah, so, you know, the next thing you know, Francisco will be down here sweating bullets.
Dude, Fran is one technical difficulty away from jumping in the Chesapeake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, swimming back to Philadelphia. Yeah. Well,
meanwhile, everybody back in the studio like, oh, Lord.
So
I don't know where to go. I'm a passenger.
Well, they told us to dump.
A passenger? Your name's first.
Again, passenger Titanic in the first segment. I don't like that. It's good. Now, our engineers said to dump the Comrex in water, which feels like a bad move.
Yeah, so the Comrex, if you're listening, is the device that connects us back to the radio station. The reason it's funny dunking in water is because it's plugged in. You don't want to dunk something in water that's plugged in.
Now the tents are falling.
Now you see why I'm a passenger. That's what I'm saying.
maybe this
going
is
on right now.
Maybe this is why Giglio and Douglas are the only ones allowed here. We screwed everything up. At least the crab cake looks good. So
oh man, it tastes good too. Yeah, it does.
All right. So we're gonna make pretend like
it's
we didn't.
The best part of this visit so far.
The crab cake.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the people are nice.
Well, I mean, yes.
The place is beautiful.
The people are nice. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe we just dump the radio show and hang out for the next few hours,
dude. Buzz for drive time.
Yeah. You ready, Buzz? Can you hit the buttons and take the calls and host?
No, Morgan Stein can go produce. Buzz
You go.
Buzz on the air.
There you go.
Buzz's big break. Some are calling it.
Yeah. Yep. So here we are, like. You know, you made me think of something yesterday, Ike, and Corey from Columbus made me think of something, right? Yeah. And you made me think of something when we were talking about Jaire Alexander, who a two-time Pro Bowl cornerback that the Packers let go is now a free agent.
Really like him.
And you were saying, like, go get him. I want him on the team. You know, Keely Ringo, maybe. Adoree Jackson, maybe. But I want Jaire Alexander. Mm-hmm. And then Corey, our very, very, very loyal foxhole guy, Corey calls up. Yeah. And we were talking about Trey Hendrickson, and we were talking about Jaire Alexander. And we said, which one do you want? And he's like, I want both. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl this year. And I'm like, oh, There we go. There's the Eagles fans I know. And then T.J. Watt, also in a contract dispute, also not at camp, also potentially available. And for most of these guys, you know, when they first start having these disputes, whether it's T.J. Watt or Trey Hendrickson, we're talking about first-round pick, second-round, you know, two first, blah, 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 blah. But we're not in that situation anymore. It feels like, you know, Midday Show had somebody on that said, you get Trey Hendrickson for a second-round pick. And we have, like, 25, you know, draft picks next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I know it is deep inside everyone that we want to go get one of these guys. And we've had one of these off seasons that if it was not an off season after winning a Super Bowl, people would be scratching their heads, you know, pitchforks outside the NovaCare. Yeah. What are we doing? Why are we playing? I don't want – this is the time where we have a team. And I look at the rest of the NFC, by the way, and I see good teams, but I don't see anybody that, like, is I'm terrified of, right? Yeah. So I want to go win a Super Bowl this year. So I want Howie Roseman to take one of those draft picks he has next year and either go get T.J. Watt or go get Trey Hendrickson or not spend any draft picks and go spend some of Jeffrey Lurie's money and go get Jair Alexander, because if they want to win a Super Bowl this year, put some distance between you and the rest of the teams and be serious about winning a Super Bowl, not just if we get there, it's great. Because the attitude to me from the Eagles this year has been, we won one. If we get there next year, it's great. But we don't need to double down this year and overspend. And I just, like, there are players available that can make you better at positions of need. Mm-hmm. And if they're serious about winning a Super Bowl, they'll go get one of these guys.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The last part of what you just said about, we won a Super Bowl. If we get back there and win another one by being smart, and that happens, that's great. But I'm not going to overspend for anybody to go overboard and basically sacrifice, whether it's future cap space, whether it's the ability to take young talent high in a draft so that you can continue doing what you're doing, because you got to replenish this talent as guys get a little bit older and you got to move on. I'm perfectly fine with that, too. Because here's the thing. If I'm sitting here right now today, if I'm sitting here today, Spike, and this isn't me in the moment. This is me saying, whether those guys were available or not, the Eagles are the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. Whether they have those guys on the roster or not. They're the best roster in the league. They're the best roster in the league, top to bottom. Sure, it'd be nice if they can add those guys, and if they can get them for the right price, then I'm all for it. I don't think the ends position is solidified enough that I could say, well, I don't want Trey Hendrickson or T.J. Watt. No. Hell yeah, I want those guys for the right price. Our cornerback situation, opposite of Quinyon Mitchell. Yes, Keely Ringo's nice. After that, Dory Jackson, all right. If you're going to add Jair Alexander for the right price to go opposite Quinyon Mitchell, I'm on board with it. I'm on board with it. I really am. But I'm not going to overspend for these guys, because you do have the luxury of you just won the Super Bowl. Had you lost in the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game, and if we feel like we're this close and we needed something to get us over the edge, then sure, you make that move because you're desperate enough to do that because you hadn't won it. But when you win the Super Bowl, it gives you a little freedom and wiggle room to operate as if you're not desperate and you can be smart. How about this? Jair Alexander chooses the Philadelphia Eagles. He takes a good deal to come play for the Eagles. Now, Trey Hendrickson and T.J. Watt, that's going to cost you. It just is. It's going to cost you high draft picks. And T.J. Watt, my goodness, I was willing to give up first-round picks, so I'm good with that.
Well, you compared his numbers. You look at him versus Myles Garrett, and there's not really much of a difference.
Both are Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famers. Both has been multiple defensive player of the year. Yeah, I take T.J. Watt in a heartbeat. Upgrade your defense in a heartbeat. If you want to give up next year's first-round pick for T.J. Watt right now, go right ahead. I'm not opposed to it. I'm good with it. You want to give T.J. Watt a contract so that we have T.J. Watt for the next 4 or 5 years? I'm fine with it, because I'm going to assume they're going to make the money work. What I'm pushing back against is if they don't do it, somehow we still aren't the best team in the NFL, and we are. We just are. Like that's the luxury that they have, that their level of talent is that good that it's a luxury to add a T.J. Watt or a – Jair Alexander or Trey Hendrickson. Most teams, that's a need. That's a necessity. They got to overpay for those guys. For the Eagles, they don't have to do that. They don't have to do that.
I don't know how you can win a Super Bowl with a number one defense, which is what they did last year, in a Super Bowl where the defense essentially, like,
dominated. To me, they were the reason we won the game.
They were the reason we won the game.
Yes.
And then say, okay, but we're going to lose our best edge. We're going to lose our, you know, Brandon Graham, whatever he was. He was a productive player.
Yep.
We're going to lose our second best defensive tackle. We're going to lose our starting cornerback. We're going to lose our starting safety. We're going to replace them, by the way, with second and third year players who we don't know if are
unproven
any good.
Guys,
bargain bin players. Like, I feel like every time we say that they're definitely the best team in football, we're dreaming that they're the best team in football.
We're
hoping that they're the best team in football.
Because you can't tell me somebody else that's better.
But what I can do is tell you that they're with a bunch of other teams. They have the opportunity to be better than those teams.
They already are. You mean they can put more distance between themselves? I agree with you there. That would put more distance. But right now, there isn't a roster in the league that I would rather have than the Philadelphia Eagles roster. There's not a roster in the NFL I would rather have this year and moving forward than the Eagles roster.
I'm saying I don't know how you can win a Super Bowl based on your defense and lose all that on defense and think that you're going to win the Super Bowl again.
Well, here's the thing. Who says we have to win the Super Bowl this year based on our defense?
I do.
Well, I don't. We got some of the best offensive skill position players in the entire league. We are more than capable in going to win the Super Bowl with A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, and the number one offensive line in football. Like, that's more than enough to go win the Super Bowl.
So
no other offense in the league can boast that type of talent. No other offense in the league. At the quarterback position, receivers, running back, offensive line, tight end, no one can compare. No one.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to go out and get either Trey Hendrickson,
got me in back-to-back mode,
or Jair Alexander? Well, but here's the thing. And it's great to say and have everybody
back-to-back?
Clap.
We're going back-to-back.
But here's the truth. The truth is that the seventh scoring offense in the NFL can win a Super Bowl with the number one defense.
Yeah.
If you have the 7th-ranked scoring offense in the NFL and the 13th-ranked defense or the 12th-ranked defense, you're not winning the Super Bowl. And that is what I'm looking at this year. They have the same personnel on offense that they had last year.
Here's what people get lost at. And here's why I know, because this happened with you too. That Rams game has clouded a lot of people's judgment. We dominated the Rams. Stop it. I don't care, 7 sacks, all of that. We were up, dominating that team, put them away, and then Vic Fangio went to sleep for 2 drives. Everybody started celebrating. The last 3.5 minutes, that game was over with. The Eagles had dominated that game. Washington wasn't even a contest. The Chiefs weren't even a contest. So this is what I'm saying. Somehow we feel like the opponents are closer than what they really are because we had one little scare because we took our foot off the gas pedal. Not because the Rams outplayed us that day. They played well, but we deserved to win that game. We were the better team that day. We outplayed the Rams. And by the way, we lost one game in 18 weeks, 19 weeks?
With the number one defense in the NFL.
Here's my thing. They weren't all nail biters. It's not like the 2000 Ravens where they had to win 13-10 every week. Yeah, we had the number one defense, but we had a pretty damn good offense. We got a pretty damn good offense that needs to be better this year. What I'm saying is that we're not going to ride the defenses back to the Super Bowl this year. We got to ride the offenses back. Like, that's pretty much what I'm saying. Like, so maybe we have the number 10 ranked defense in the league. All right, we'll have a top 5 offense with a 10th ranked defense, and that's probably better than most teams in the league.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's.
What you want to add to the
question? Jewelers. Now, yeah, what do you think?
What do you want to add?
Yeah, what do you think?
No, we're not riding the D this year, riding the O this year. That's what I was going to add to that conversation. Yeah. Yep.
Nothing, basically.
Basically, not. But, like, why wouldn't you want to make it could be the best unit in the league again? Like, I'm more interested in Jair Alexander than I am the other two. Like, I realize the financial situation of Trey Hendrickson and where they're going to be with
so
Jalen.
So pay it!
You can't. I don't know what to tell you. You can't. But Jair Alexander, there's – For me, there's no excuse.
Okay, yeah,
there's no excuse. Like,
but he has to choose us too.
Well, why wouldn't he choose us? First off, his soft ass organization wanted to ban the Tush Push, so he comes to the home of the Tush Push, and like it's a chance.
That is a revenge factor, right there.
Yeah. They play next year, which is nice, and it's a chance to be a star in Philadelphia, which props up players all the time. I mean, look what we did with Zach Baldwin.
We got Saquon going to the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, people forget that. I think they need that kind of move to be. They're Super Bowl contenders, but I don't know why it's just like
we're the number one team in the league.
And guess what? Well, okay,
you know we are
in the NFC.
In the AFC?
So listen, the league might.
You're gonna tell me the Chiefs are better than us?
Bills might be better. The league sucks right now. All right, so like, congratulations, you're the tallest, whatever the
sound. Now the league sucks.
It does. Dude, the second best team in the NFC is the Lions. They lost both coordinators and whatever. And the third best team is the Commanders. So come on, what are we talking about?
The Rams.
Well, the Rams are good.
The Rams are good.
And by the way, I think the Rams may be the second.
By the way,
team.
You know who could be real good this year is the 49ers. They have an easy schedule.
Dude, that noodle arm dork quarterback that you love so much.
I don't love him. He was the number one ranked passer in the NFL 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm saying. Your boy was never that. Justin Herbert was never. Justin Herbert was never the number one ranked passer.
My boy's right here.
Oh,
yeah. In front of this crowd? You kidding me?
Okay. See, everybody's.
E!
All right. Don't.
G! E! S! E!
All right. Twitter question. Ike, time for you to guess.
Yes.
Do the Eagles need to trade for a star defensive player to win the Super Bowl, yes or no?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What do you think the number is?
No.
And what do you think the percentage is at?
I would say 68% no.
71.9% say no.
Wow.
28.1% say yes. There are too many questions. There are too many questions on defense for a team that had the number one defense last year that took them to the Super Bowl. And this dream that all of a sudden the offense is going to be a top three offense with no changes on it, by the way. No changes except for at right guard. That's the only change. And a
downgrade in coordinator.
Well,
and an upgrade in coordinator.
Downgrade in coordinator.
Would you bet the passing offense is better than it was last year?
If I had to bet, I would say yes.
Okay, then. So that's an upgrade in coordinator.
All right. But we have a downgrade in Saquon, most likely.
What do you mean?
Well, most likely we're not getting the same Saquon. We've all agreed on that.
You don't get 2,000 if he gives you 1,500, 1,400. That's still pretty good.
215-592-9494. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting live away from the Tasty Cake Studios at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. 215-592-9494. OG Wade with an early call. You're WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
I see you hot today.
Hey, listen.
You called. Hold on. You called in the 1 o'clock hour. Right? You called in the 1 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour. To the midday.
Yeah, one of those.
I'm saying you hot today. You're right back at it. You're right back at it. All right, come in hot and come in strong. All right.
Yeah, I just want to help Spike out a little bit here. Spike, last year, this time, or at the last year when we started out, we were coming in with off of a 30th-ranked defense. And no one knew what that defense was going to bring. Okay, we ended up obviously being better than anybody ever thought they would be. So basically, having question marks at anything in with this team is not a negative. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that you can go to any team in the NFL and say what you got in those teams. There's no way you could actually do that. If you look at the positions. Everybody say Josh Sweat should have won the MVP. Remember, we cut Josh Sweat and brought him back on a lesser deal. Okay, Josh Sweat.
OG. This whole thing where we took chances last year on a bunch of minimum guys and a couple of them worked out, which means that that's going to happen again this year, is bad logic. That's not how it works. You can't expect a long shot going to work every single year. And the fact is, and this is a fact, we have, whether we cut Josh Sweat or not, or whether we let Josh Sweat try to go find a deal and he couldn't find a deal or not, the fact is we had players that were productive at those positions. We had players that were productive at edge. We had players that were productive at tackle. We had player that was productive at cornerback. We had a guy who had 6 interceptions at safety. And we have replaced them with bargain bin minimum guys and guys who haven't been good enough to get on the field yet. And that's true. We can all dream about Kelee Ringo. Kelee Ringo wasn't the guy that got on the field when Darius Slay went off the field last year. That was Isaiah Rodgers, and he's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sidney Brown wasn't the guy that got on the field last year when CJGJ went off the field. He wasn't. And then the guys
the one that, blind spot Coach Fangio has.
And for Edge, I sure hope Josh Uche is good. I sure hope Azeez Ojulari can stay healthy. You know, I hope Jalix Hunt can play 75% of the snaps and
Let's go 5'8".
But these are all hopes. And if you want to win the Super Bowl, you can't look at the – and by the way, the defense carried the team last year. It did. And you can't just say the unit that carried the team last year, we're going to hope that it works this year, and we're going to hope that the offense is top three. Those are a lot of hopes. I want to win a Super Bowl. I don't want to hope we win the Super Bowl.
Let me help you out then, Spike, since you don't know a damn thing. Let me just help you a little bit. Okay, how this thing works called a game of football, it takes all of them. Rather, it's the defense that you say carried the team or whatever.
What did carry the team?
At some point in time, your offense had to do enough to be able to be in the Super Bowl and win it.
Yeah, but it's what made them a great team.
The defense did their job. Their job is to go out there and stop the other team from scoring points. The offense's job is to go out there and score as many points as you can score to win the game. Spike, it doesn't take rocket science to figure this one out. The OG Way 4-point system
Stop.
Every damn
Stop.
Game
yep.
for you,
Stop.
And none of you idiots want to pay attention. You don't
Stop.
Need all that you're talking about. You need to win those 4 points, and you win the Super Bowl.
Stop. Hold on, give us those 4 points again. Hold on, give us the 4-point system again.
Our O-line against their D-line, our D-line against their O-line, which quarterback rushed turned the ball over the least, and which team rushed the ball more effectively?
Okay,
so here's it.
Beautiful.
I remember the 4 points.
Beautiful. And it's a 4-point system, which is genius when trying to figure out, and nobody has an answer of what happens when it's 2-2. Here is the thing, is you want our defensive line to win the battle against their offensive line. We have a harder job doing that this year than we had last year because we lost players. That's just a fact, right?
How is that a fact?
Well, because we lost good players and we didn't replace them with players.
And you, guess what? How do you know that the players that we're bringing in aren't good players?
But the point is, how do you know that they are?
Do you think Milton Williams and Josh Sweat is the only good players in the NFL?
No, but do you think Josh Uche, who no other team in the league wanted, or Azeez Ojulari, who no other team in the league wanted?
It's called chemistry. It's called being in the right system.
Well, why didn't it work? Why didn't it work in 2023, though?
These guys, listen, these guys are the best in the world. I don't give a damn what you want to call them. They are the best.
What are you talking about? Every player in the NFL is one of the best in the world, and they still aren't good enough sometimes.
They won't. It's just that simple.
It's not that simple.
These guys got to reset their goals and say, hey, this is, I want to be great. They have to want to be that. So if you get a guy that don't want, no, you're not going to have a good player. That's just the facts, man. I know it's hard for y'all to understand. You know, you sit here and talk all day like you know some damn thing, but you don't.
Well, speaking of greatness, who sets the temperature, the thermostat for that greatness?
Vic Fangio, probably. Sirianni.
Come on, man. Talk to me, OG.
No, talk to me, OG.
Man, listen, man. Because we're about to get into a conversation a little bit later you're not going to be a part of. I'm just saying, talk to me.
Is that when you look at the texture of this team, the identity of this team, it takes on the identity of Jalen the Duke Hurts.
So it doesn't talk to – nobody talks to each other?
Listen, without Jalen Hurts' attitude and how he just takes out stats and lets y'all have that, Jalen Hurts knows how to dial back. Right.
I'm talking about the defense. I'm not talking about Jalen.
You guys got to understand how this –
And here's the rule, OG. I'm setting a rule. You have to add a fifth point to the four-point system, or you're not allowed to bring it up anymore. There has to be a fifth point.
No, the only fifth point is your face on my fist. That's going to be the fifth point when I see you.
Nailed it. All right.
There he is. He's going to punch.
Big old swing and a miss on the way out.
Yeah.
Whole call was a swing and a miss, actually.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah,
he's some solid.
No, he didn't, Ike.
Solid.
He brought up that these guys are the best in the world. Like, we get it. NFL players, we are better than 98% of people that ever put on the pads. Doesn't mean that they're going to be great players.
Wow, that's true.
They have to want to.
Yeah, they got to want to.
They have to want to.
I agree with that.
215-592-9494. DeMond and Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, good afternoon, y'all fellas.
What's up, DeMond?
Hey, man, listen. Ike, you right, man. I heard you agreeing with OG, right? Because you're absolutely right. Last year, fellas, and from this year moving forward, last year and this year, the person who was the most disruptive is our guy in the middle, JC, Jalen Carter. Them other dudes eat off of him. They always have, all year long. I'm not saying they wasn't good now. Sweat is good. Dunk is good. But we got the, Vanilla Gorilla coming in? Is it the Vanilla
Gorilla? The fourth round pick? Ty Robinson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do Vanilla Gorilla here.
Yeah.
That's on a different show. Yeah.
No, my man.
Are we doing
in,
Vanilla Gorilla?
No, I don't know. I want to see him play first before he gets a good nickname like that.
I think he's going to be good, but listen, Jomo. Ajomo was already there.
Yes, Spike. Six sacks last year.
Oh, okay. Ajomo. So what was your favorite Moro Ajomo play from last year?
My favorite play? He got so many, I ain't even going to tell you.
All right. What was your favorite Ty Robinson play?
I need you to watch it.
Come on, man. And everybody, again, and here's the thing with Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. No, they probably were not worth what they were paid. But, yes, they were the two highest-paid defensive players in free agency this year. So to say we didn't lose anything and we're just going to replace them with other guys that we found off the scrap heap, I just think is a little – like we're being a little disrespectful to the contributions that those guys made and the talent that those guys have.
But here's the only reason why you can do that. Again, watch the tape. JC, he's a beast in the middle. Everybody's eating off of him. Now, I ain't saying them dudes are scrubs, but I believe number three, he going to step his game up again. He had 10 sacks, including the playoffs last year, right, toward the end of Nolan. He going to come back a beast. I believe Ojulari, the Giants guy, I believe he going to step up this year. And I know 100% JC and Big Boy Davis, they say Davis is trembling now. He said, what he called Peloton, he like it now? The Peloton he uses? Man, listen, we good. I don't know what y'all worried. I think we good.
Well, I mean, thank you for the call, DeMond. I hope Jordan Davis is a difference maker this year. It actually, if he can stay on the field and be productive, I think it could make an enormous difference for the Eagles, but I'll believe it when I see it. He's, you know, he's been on the team long enough and hasn't been able to do
it. Third year.
Yeah,
is big breakout year.
Well, it would make a huge difference in their defensive line production if he can stay on the field.
Yep.
You know, that him being on the field for 12 or 15 plays a game, that's not difference maker stuff.
How about this? 25 snaps? Would you take 25 snaps a game?
I would take 25 snaps a game.
All right.
Well, I mean, out of 60, that's what Milton Williams was
coming
doing
from
last
12.
Year. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, Milton Williams
trying to double the snaps.
No.
I think Milton Williams was on the field for about 45% of the snaps, and that you know, if the other team played
60 snaps, Jack.
No. I'll take 20, and then I'll get Ty Robinson and Ojomo in there. It's a rotation next to old Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's on a rotation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a bunch of mid defensive players that are going to make it
a top 10
defense. Oh, man.
Well, it's just like, dude, they're obviously not going to be a top 5 unit. You pray for a top 10 unit.
Okay.
You pray for a top 10 unit.
No, you guys are praying. I'm guaranteeing a top 10 unit.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you going to guarantee a top 10 unit tomorrow, too?
Yes.
Okay.
What's tomorrow?
Well, no, we're not in front of everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Bob in Lehigh Valley. Bob. Bob. Bob,
are you talking to yourself?
Oh,
Buzz?
For Christ's sake.
I put him up 30 seconds ago.
Well, who was he talking to? Himself?
No idea.
He sounds crazy.
I'm going to try him one more time. Bob, no. Bob's doing his own show.
Yeah, hold on. I want to hear
you want to hear what he's doing?
Bob, what's going on, man?
Yeah, hold on. Buzz is trying to talk to him. Let's go to Ellsworth and Allentown.
Yes,
Ellsworth, you're on WIP.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Ellsworth?
What's up, Ellsworth?
Just wanted to say, about a month ago, you had a young fellow on there that told you guys he thought LeBron was the best player in the NBA history.
Yeah.
And you guys told Michael Jordan was, and the reason he didn't know that because he was too young to have seen Michael Jordan.
Mm.
You made my case for me when I say Will Chamberlain was the greatest player ever. You guys have never saw him play. I saw him play.
I've seen the tapes.
Yeah, I saw the tapes.
Yeah.
Well, he's in my top 10.
My top 10 are my top 3 are
top 11.
Bill Russell and Oscar Robertson.
Can I ask you something?
I like it.
Wilt's ahead of Bill Russell, even though Wilt only won 2 titles and Bill Russell won, 12?
11.
11.
It's a team sport.
Okay.
I got to go Kareem, Wilt, Shaq, Bill Russell, Tim Duncan.
Well, those are 5 very good players, Ike.
I got Wilt in there. Wilt's in there. Yeah,
and why are all those guys ahead of, Michael Jordan?
Olajuwon's out of my top 10. Now.
I think he's doing centers. Are you just doing centers there?
They changed a lot of rules. Well, Oscar Robertson was a guard.
Come on, Spike. Yeah. Learn the game.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
they changed a lot of rules to stop Wilt. You know, they just have a keyhole.
They took the dunk out for 1 year.
They widened the lane to get him further away from the basket. They changed one rule for Michael Jordan. They allowed him to palm the ball. 2 rules. And they allowed him to take an extra step so his dunks look more spectacular.
Yeah. So,
well, everyone else could take advantage of those rules too, couldn't they?
They can now. Wilt didn't have that advantage.
Oh,
only have him behind Kareem.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why Wilt won all those titles.
Yeah. The only number I need is 6. Six finals appearance, 6 titles.
He's not greater than Michael Jordan. Yeah. I thought we had passed that. Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
I thought we were past that. I thought we were just going big man.
And I tried to show you guys the video the other day. Him just ripping the teammates' shots out of the air. To put him in.
Oh, yeah.
Will Chamberlain.
215-592-9494. Bob in Lehigh Valley here on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bob?
Bob, who were you talking to before you came on here?
I was talking to your producer.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
Well,
I think before that one. Who were you talking to before you were talking to the producer?
I have a bad phone. I didn't get on before. That's on me. I'm on speaker, and I can't hear you if I'm on
that's
regular.
That's a violation.
His phone doesn't work. I am.
he said they went to me, and I didn't hear it, so I apologize. Yeah, that's all me.
Yeah. All right. What do you think about the Eagles?
If you still hear me.
I hear you. I might as well.
Okay. It was funny. I had just picked up the phone. I was going to call, and I
Just talk about the Eagles.
And then your one caller said, you know, because we're trying to help Spike, and he's hit the question was, how do you get rid of a number one defense and still win? But it's that same defense, less than a year ago, that people were saying, well, we're going to score a lot because of the offense, but the defense was the question. So what you do is the same thing we did last year. You get a bunch of hungry young guys, you coach them up, and you send them out. Now, I still say we get... You know, we get a free agent if he's actually literally free and he's floating around there. And maybe some of these people are trying to get available because they want to get on the Eagles.
Do you want to win the Super Bowl or not?
And that's
okay. Do you think
with the same? With the same thing, a bunch of new.
Do you think what we did last year is a recipe that's going to work every single year? Do you think that Azeez Ojulari is going to be as good as Zach Bond was, and that our rookies, we ended up with 2 great rookies in the secondary. Now, our top 2 picks on defense this year, we have our first-round pick.
Jahad Campbell.
With Jahad Campbell, who's probably not going to play for the first month of the season. I don't know, man. We got a little bit lucky last year. We got a little bit lucky with Zach Bond. We got a little bit lucky with how productive that Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean were last year. We got lucky, by the way, that Darius Slay still had another year left in his career where he could be a starting cornerback. I don't know that you can count on being that lucky every single year, especially when your defense was the backbone of the team last year. Last year, for the Philadelphia Eagles, the backbone of their team was a number one defense and the best running back in the NFL. I'm not super confident we're going to get that sort of, performance out of Saquon again. And I'm definitely not confident that we're going to have the best defense in the NFL. I want to win a Super Bowl while the rest of the NFC isn't incredible. I want to win a Super Bowl when there isn't a mountain to climb. Let's go get one this year. Let's make sure we're good again. And I don't see them doing that.
These guys, I say get a free agent. I say get them, but to your, you say you can't, you're not confident, and you can't be, and you never can be sure. But that's better than what you were saying before. Like you said, you can't understand how, and this number one defense, went from like OG said, like it went from 20 last year, you know. So it can be done, and you can't. It's not a recipe you want to bank on, but. You know, and I do say try to win it now. That's exact, you know, before they catch up to us, the rest of the league. But you know, I agree that, with that completely. Incidentally, I remember watching Ike play. Awesome.
That's right.
Jack,
what was your favorite play?
There it is.
Your favorite
Ike Reese play.
I don't have a favorite Ike Reese play. What there I liked about him was like he flew around. Like people didn't tell him.
Shut up, Jack.
He hit people
That's
hard.
Right.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Come on, man. He lit up Deion Sanders in the Ravens game. And people forget
twice
that.
And
he
Washington
picked off
game.
Dante Culpepper. He sacked
twice.
Brett Favre
picked off
after
twice.
Najee Davenport ate his lunch for four quarters.
That's true. Like, that was early in the game, actually.
Sack came earlier in the game.
It was sports talk radio, and they didn't beat people up. You know, they praised him. I just remember the good that he did. We did have a sideline reporter who seemed to hate the team always, and I never understood that growing up, but anyway.
Oh, but yeah. Howard.
Howard hated the team?
That's not my Howard.
Yeah.
He's talking about the 90s Howard.
Oh, yeah. That was a different Howard. Yeah, it's a different Howard. Well,
pre 2000s Howard.
Oh, yeah. Back when sports radio was pleasant. Everyone was happy. No one was ripping the Eagles in the early 2000s.
Yeah. Pre Joe Banner and Andy Reid Howard was a different beast.
Yeah.
That was a different beast.
Yeah.
You know?
The one thing that's not being factored in on the defense, and we don't know this now, but I think it has to be brought up, is what the fire is going to be like. Like last year, they had their. Coming off the worst year that we've
fire.
Had.
Fire?
Yeah.
Like, the fire is Vic Fangio.
But, well, by the way, to point out, it's not like Vic Fangio is rolling out number one defenses every year. I mean, last year was an outlier.
This wasn't an outlier.
Yes, it was.
When he's had talent, he's had a good defense.
He had talent in Miami.
Like, no, they're not.
I know. They're a bunch of dogs. Yes. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Like, he went to the Super Bowl in 12 with a great team. Yep. A great team. What did they do after that? I mean, a couple of years, they fell apart. That Niners team. Well, Harbaugh is out of there by, what, 15?
It's a mix of both. I mean, like, he's obviously a good defensive coordinator, but you can't do it without players. And, like, my
any coach will tell you that.
Yeah, and my concern is that, like, is it possible that all these guys that we're hoping come through? It's absolutely possible. I just, like, for a team that just won the Super Bowl, the difference between how I think I'm seeing it and how you're seeing it is you're seeing it like, the Super Bowl gives them the leeway to go into this year with almost maybe not even just benefit of the doubt, but like they don't have to act desperate.
Yes.
To me, like this window that we're talking about, I would act desperate now because I don't know what 2 years from now is. I don't know where Saquon is 2 years from now. I don't know if they make changes to the salary cap rules that make it harder for the Eagles to hold on to their players and spread it out. Like, I'm feeling panicked about getting another Super Bowl soon because I don't know what 3 years from now holds.
And that's fair. I'm not saying you're crazy for thinking the way that you're thinking. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is I believe the Eagles have earned – the benefit of the doubt. New England, when they had that long dynasty run, they had to make tough decisions. They had to let certain players go. They traded Richard Seymour, a Hall of Fame defensive tackle, in the middle of their run. Like they let my old teammate in Atlanta, Lawyer Malloy, go, who was a safety on two of their Super Bowls. They let him go because they didn't like you. Like,
they let Vrabel go.
Like sometimes you have to make tough decisions and trust in your system, your sort of model for building a team, for drafting players, developing players. I'm not saying you're going to win every year, but what I am saying is you're going to give yourself a chance to win every year. And sometimes when you make desperate moves, you basically put yourself in this box to where now you're stuck with a guy or he's going to be eating up your cap space if he can't play versus having younger players that you drafted into your system or picking and choosing. Like, for instance, New England, they went out and got Rodney Harrison, right? So they saw a veteran. They saw the need. They plucked him in there. They went and traded for Randy Moss when it presented itself.
Yep.
Fourth round draft pick. So, like, New England, they did those things when they saw fit, when it benefited them. Now, here's the difference. With Tom Brady as the quarterback.
It changes things a little bit.
Patriots, yes.
No offense to Jalen. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Brady was the quarterback, so he made a lot of that right. I 100% agree with that. This is where the quarterback, this is where Jalen, to me, proves his value. To me, Brady won during that time not being the highest paid quarterback in the league, not having the top talent around him. And so this is where, and I believe Jalen can do it. Here's the one thing I had to finally come to appreciate about Jalen. It may not look the way you would ideally want it to look, but you usually are pleased with the results. If you go throughout his career, even when he was in college, being in Alabama, it wasn't about him, right? It wasn't about him.
No.
He went to Oklahoma. It wasn't necessarily about him. He had CeeDee Lamb. He had some other good players. But he still went there and took that team to the playoffs, and he finished a runner-up in the Heisman Trophy race. So what I'm saying is, when he was drafted here, he may not have been drafted to be the guy, but he somehow has made that work for him. That, over time, has to say something. It's one thing if you do it once or if you do it twice. Throughout his career, this is what he's done. He's been on winning teams. He's been on successful teams. And it's not just about the talent around him. It's his ability to play that position with the talent around him. So what I'm saying is Jalen Hurts, as long as he has an organization like the Eagles that's going to put talent around him, all he has to do is know how to go out and win with the talent that's around him. That's what he's done. Like, he's never been the big arm guy, the five-star recruit that led everything with his arm. Like, he's been sort of a general on the field, calm and composed under pressure. He's gotten better at that. He's gotten better at that. And it's the one thing I will always say that separates him from those other guys who we assume have better talent than he has in their own body. This dude, when he usually gets in the big games, he plays well. It's a good enough team around him. He's going to play well enough to give us a shot. And it's not going to be pretty all the time. But for the most part, he wins. Like, that's the end result of what he does as a quarterback. Some quarterbacks are losing quarterbacks. They always lose. They always play bad. This dude seems to always be in big games.
Well, I'm going to need him to play edge and get after the quarterback next year.
Listen, but see, here's the thing. That's where it's on Fangio. If the defense is going to be the personnel that it is, it's like when Jim Johnson was here. Like, Andy wasn't responsible for what we did on defense. That was Jim Johnson. That was Jim Johnson's responsibility.
Yep.
So, to me, Coach Fangio has earned that. Like, that's on him to develop these guys.
215.
Get these guys ready to go. But the offense, to me,
yep,
don't go out there and lose games. Meaning, you can't go out there turning the ball over and playing poorly. Like, you can't do that as an offense. You just got to go out there and do your part, and then Coach Fangio will get the defense right.
Coming up next, speaking
you
of Jalen
like,
Hurts.
Like that, Fritz?
No, it's good stuff.
Speaking of Jalen.
So dismissive, man.
I'm just dismissive, man.
Chris Sims is ranking
Speaking of being dismissive.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally, someone that knows the truth.
Yeah, is ranking his top quarterbacks for next season. We will get into that list next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.